Hello, church.
Good morning,
church.
Morning.
Wake up. Come on. If you didn't wake up, that means you didn't get your coffee. I thought I had it on. Sorry. That's why you guys didn't hear me.
That's why. That explains it. Had a great time this morning. Great time in our courtyard. Drinking coffee with some of you and fellowshipping with some of you. Had a great time also having our first Spanish service. So we have two services, one at 9 o'clock, one at 10:45. This is the 10:45. The 9 o'clock service is the one in Spanish. And we had it for the first time here in our main worship center, and that was a blessing. It's a few things to get used to, but we're now showing it live. So if you have neighbors, families, friends who would prefer to be here in a Spanish speaking service, please invite them over. 9 o'clock, we're meeting here. If not, we're also going to be sharing the YouTube link of our Spanish service. So we just want to reach anybody, everybody in the community, so they can hear the gospel of Jesus, and we're excited about that. And it brings me immense joy to welcome everybody here every Sunday. So your desire to hear God's word, it encourages me. So at the same way, I want to ask you to get your notes out. You got your notes in your bulletin, and if you don't bring a Bible, the Bible verses that we're going to be going over, they're in your notes that are in your bulletin. If not, you're also going to have it over here on the screen. But I always encourage you to bring a Bible if you can. And if not, you have Bibles on your phone, you have your tablets, you can use any device you like to. Usually we go over the New International Version. It's a little easier to read. And today, in the month of April, we are going to be talking about the favor of God, experiencing the kindness of God. We are going to be talking about the favor of God, which is something a lot of times, some people call it the grace of God, which is the right thing to also call it, is the grace of God. Some other people will say the goodwill of God. Some other people will say the loving kindness of God. We are going to call it during our series for this month, the favor of God. The favor of God. And I want to share with you that all human beings, we all have experienced the favor of God in all through our lives. There has not been a day that, whether you're a believer or not, you have always experienced the favor of God. And we're going to talk about that today. There are a lot of people that believe that the favor of God can only be experienced by believers. But no, the favor of God, it's something that we all experience at all times. Every single second of your life, you're experiencing the favor of God. You're experiencing the grace of God because you're still alive. In fact, we experience the favor of God so much, the most of the time, we don't realize it because we are so used to experiencing the favor of God that a lot of times we take it for granted. Allow me to explain. Have you ever done something when, so many times, have you ever done something so many times for another person that they think you do it because it's your responsibility to do it? And a lot of times they take it for granted. Have you ever done something like that? And people would always expect for you to do the same thing over and over again without even saying thank you so many times? Just because, well, they got to do it. She or he has to do it because it's their responsibility. For example, the other day I talked to a mother who was telling me about her experience with her daughter, who was in 12 years in senior year in high school. The mom had always get up early in the morning to prepare breakfast and lunch for her to take to school since she was a little girl in elementary. Her friends, when she was already in senior year, her friends got a little jealous. You know, how come your mom's still cooking for you? How come your mom makes you lunch and bring food from home? And she didn't know what to say. She was so used to doing that that she did not know what to say. At first, she just like, I don't know why my mom does that. And as she thought about it, it was normal for her to see mom doing that every day since she was a little girl. And her response at the end of the day when her friends were bugging her again and asking her the same questions, I let my mom do my lunch just because she likes to get up early and do it. Right? She just likes it. She didn't know what to say. And this is a true story. This lady was telling me, and she was laughing, and she said, they don't know, so many times, kids don't know, she said, that we get up, even though we're sick, we're not feeling well, we'll still get up, and they take it for granted. Or I don't know if you have ever opened a door for a person. The other day, I was going into the gym, and as I opened the door, these people came out through the door, and they didn't even say, guess what? They didn't even say thank you. I was a little bothered with that. I'm like, where have we got to? What's going on with these people? And it's just because, you know what, they take it for granted that if you're going to open the door for yourself, you're going to open it for them, and they're going to get through without even saying thank you. We take a lot of things for granted. Or maybe you're one of those people who at home, you are the one who likes to watch, you love to wash the dishes, actually. You don't like it. You love it. Right? And that other person who doesn't like to wash dishes, what do? They just wait for you to be the one doing it. You know, they just put the dishes in the sink. You know, I know he or she are going to do it. And a lot of times people don't recognize that as a favor. It's not that we deserve it. For somebody else to do it for us. Is that somebody's doing that as a favor? Because we're also responsible for doing some of those things. Or maybe you ever had a friend who at some point you were giving them a ride. And you were giving them a ride to the hospital. You were giving them a ride to the market. And eventually they treated you like if, hey, I got to go to do this, to run this errand. And you were supposed to be there. And if you were not there, they would be mad. And eventually you became a taxi driver. How many times have husbands take their wives for granted? How many times do wives take husbands for granted? And a lot of times you don't know what you have until you lose it. It's so amazing how we can take things for granted. And as I was thinking about this, I was thinking also that it is important to realize that we do this towards people where we take people for granted, but we take people for granted, but not only people. We also take God for granted. You take it for granted. A lot of you took it for granted this morning when you got up and you breathed the air that you were breathing. You took it for granted. You know, the air is there. Well, who gave you the air that you breathe? God. You know, we woke up, we take it for granted. We're going to wake up the next day. We don't think it as it's God's favor on people. God's favor on humanity that we experience these things. Well, when we have a plate of food in front of us, a lot of times we don't even give thanks. Because we take it for granted. Well, who gave you that plate of food? Well, I work for it. And I pay for it. Well, who gives you the job? Well, my boss gave me the job I have. Well, and who gives you the ability to work? Who gives you, who keeps you healthy so you can go to work? At the end of the day, we've got to come to realize that it's God doing all these things for us. And so that is God's favor. So we live in a world that so easily forget the God, you know, of the things that God has done for us, that He's been faithful. That God has blessed us so much, and He's been faithful, and He has blessed us so much. And you know, a lot of times, whether you're good or bad, whether you're a Christian or a non-Christian, you have experienced the favor of God one way or another. And if you don't believe that, let me show you in Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5 is also in your outlines. Matthew chapter 5, verse 44 and 45. The Lord Jesus was telling, was teaching the disciples and the crowds that were in the Sermon of the Mountain. He was teaching them, you know, about the importance of loving your enemy. And previous verses to those, he told them, you know, it was told to you, you were said to, you know, hate your enemies, pay an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you, he said in verse 44, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you might be children of your Father in heaven. Your Father in heaven, He causes His sun to rise on the evil and the good. And the symbol of the sun here in the Bible is that the sun, when the sun comes out, there is hope. So is God allowing us to have hope? So God gives us hope for believers or non-believers. There is hope if you follow God. There is hope if you surrender your life to God. But he says, God is the one who brings out the sun, you know, on the evil and on the good and the evil people. And sends rain. And rain is also a symbol of blessings. So he sends the rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. So God allows us to experience all these kind of things. All these blessings. The question is not, does God allow us to experience all these blessings? The question is, do we realize, is God's favor, is God's grace giving us all these things? Last week there was rain. And do we realize God sent the rain for a purpose? Today it's sunny and beautiful. And today, do we realize God sent the, God made it the way it is today? Do we really take it for granted when we get up in the mornings? That is God's goodness. He allows every single person in the world to experience His favor. No matter who you are, the question is, does God do this? The question is not that. The question is, do you recognize that God has done that in your life? That is the goodness of God. That is the kindness. That is His grace. But so many times, we still run the danger of taking God for granted. Even when we experience God's favor, we don't even stop to say thank you so many times. And often, if we're not careful, we can easily forget how good and how faithful God has been to us. It is nothing new that human beings are always running that danger. The danger of taking God for granted, it's nothing new. It's nothing new that people will forget a lot of times about God's goodness and kindness. The people of Israel, in the book of Deuteronomy, the people of Israel were encouraged by God when God gave the scriptures to Moses to write and to tell the people of Israel in Deuteronomy chapter 8. I want you to see what he says in the first verse of Deuteronomy chapter 8. Deuteronomy chapter 8 says, be careful to follow every command I'm giving you today. So God was telling the people, you got to be careful that you follow the commands. But I want you to see why he was telling them, follow the commands. Make sure, be careful you do this. Be careful you take care of business. You do what I'm telling you to do. So that way you might, that you may live and increase and may enter and possess the land the Lord promised on oath to your ancestors. But why do you have to remember? Verse 2. Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the wilderness for these 40 years. In other words, because I have been good to you, because I've had led you through the desert, because I took care of you during 40 years, I want you to be careful to follow my commands, to remember that if you are thankful, you don't forget what I have done for you. You know why God was telling them that? Because when things are not going well for human beings, it's easy for us to follow the Lord. But when things get better, a lot of times we easily fall away from the Lord too. And you'll see that in a minute. And he basically, in verse 3, he tells them, he humbled you. The Lord humbled you, causing you to hunger. And when you were hungry, he was feeding you with manna. Not even your ancestors knew about this type of food. But he wanted to teach you, the man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. And in verse 4, he says, your clothes did not wear out. For 40 years, the Lord took care of your food. The Lord took care of your clothes. They didn't wear out. And your feet did not swell during these 40 years. In other words, you were taken care of. So go back to verse 1. Do not forget the Lord your God. Do not forget. Be careful to follow every command. Why? Because I took care of you. Because I done things that you didn't even deserve, but I done it for you. And then in verse 6 he says, observe the commands of the Lord your God, walking in obedience to Him and revering Him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land. God is giving you a blessing. God is bringing you into a good place. A land with brooks, streams, and deep springs gushing out into the valleys and hills. You know, when I read this verse, when it says in verse 8, a land with wheat and barley, vines and fig trees and pomegranates, olive oil and honey. I can just imagine one of those. Have you ever seen one of those Thomas Kinkade pictures? Beautiful pictures, right? And you see those pictures, I was just imagining how beautiful it must have been. And they're seeing God is giving us all this. Some of those people might probably thought, we deserve this. They didn't. They did not deserve it. But God's favor was giving them all that. Just like God's favor has given us all that we have, all that we experience, all the blessings, all the great things that we experience in life. God has given it to us. It's nothing we deserve. Well, I deserve. No, you don't. Let me be honest with you. The Bible says that if God gives us what we deserve, we're in trouble. We're in trouble because we're sinners. Unless you think you're not a sinner. But the Bible says that if you think you're not a sinner, you're a liar. That's what the Bible says, not me. So don't get it against me, okay? The Bible says that if we say we have no sin, we're liars. Because we're all sinners. And because we're all sinners, it says that the wages of sin is death. So we don't deserve. But God's favor, God's grace, God's mercy is ready to take care of us. And he says, so I'm giving you this land. Beautiful land. A land where bread will not scarce, and you will lack nothing. A land where the rocks are iron and you can dig copper out of the hills. So, I mean, those were amazing hills. And when you eat, you will be satisfied. But when you eat and you eat and you're satisfied, it says, praise the Lord your God for the good land He has given you. In other words, it's not the food that you obtain that you cook. It's the food that God gave you a place where you can get that food. And so in verse 11, which is, these are the verses that I want you to concentrate more with me. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God. When do we forget about God? When do we run the danger of forgetting about God? Do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe His commands, His laws, His decrees that I am giving you this day. Look at verse 12. Otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, when you build fine houses and settle down, and when your herds and flocks grow large, and your silver and your gold increase, and all you have is multiplied, then your heart will become proud, and you will forget the Lord your God. That's scary. Because what that says is that God was warning them to be careful, verse 11. He says in verse 11, be careful not to do this. God knows human beings in a perfect way. He knows how we are. Maybe that's a reason why many Christians are not millionaires, right? Because God knows that we might take a detour in life. And God says, do not be careful not to forget the Lord your God when you have all these blessings. Make sure that you don't forget the Lord your God when you are satisfied, when you have your house, now you have your house, now you have money. Now, let me tell you, that is part of the reality we're living nowadays. People have so much in abundance that they feel they don't need God. You know, why do I need God when I have a bank account with so much money? So many people are walking in a different way in their lives and they're just going the wrong way because, verse 14, their heart has become proud and they have forgotten God who gives you the freedom, who give you all the blessings during those 40 years that He brought you from Egypt to the promised land. And let me tell you one thing. This sounds familiar to what we're living nowadays. Maybe they didn't completely understood. Maybe they didn't completely understand God's favor and goodness in their lives. And so to understand God's favor, we should ask ourselves two questions. Question number one, what is God's favor? What is God's favor? The favor of God can be described as a divine kindness. A divine kindness, or an act of true compassion on the part of God towards the need of undeserving human beings. Is divine kindness, is true compassion from God to us. Why? Because God is good. That's what Psalm chapter Psalm 119 verse 68, it says, the psalmist was saying, you are good. But he says, he doesn't just say you are good. He says you do what is good. And so when we read that psalm, the first half of that verse focuses on the fact that God is by nature good. By nature, He is good. And the other half says, because He is good, He does good. Even though so many times, we don't think it's good what's going on in our lives. A lot of times, God is the one who knows what's best for you. And God allows certain things in your life, because God knows what the outcome of that is going to be eventually. Sometimes we nag, sometimes we complain about things that we're going through. But a lot of times God allows those things because God wants to take you a different route than the one you're thinking about. God knows which way is better. Trust me. That's what the scripture says. That's what God has done in my life so many times. I think this is the right way. And God says, no, that's not the right way. I'm going to bring you here. And a lot of times we tend to complain about this stuff because it doesn't go our way. Well, our way is not the perfect way. God's way is perfect. And that's why He says, He's a good God, but because He's a good God, He also does good to us. We experience God's divine kindness, His true compassion towards us, even when we don't deserve it. So He is so good. But because He is so good, so often we take it for granted. Have you taken for granted people in your life? Have you taken for granted the blessings God has given you? God wants you to realize that it's His favor. It's not that we deserve it. It's His favor. The people of Israel were always complaining. If God fed them bread, manna, they wanted meat. And then God gave them meat. They kept on complaining about something. They wanted water. God gives them water, and then they didn't like the water. They were picky. Have you ever tried to please somebody who's picky? Man, you don't know these people. These people were so picky that God gave them water, and they said, "Oh, it's too bitter." And then God gave them sweet water, and they were not happy with that either. It was like, granted. We're taking God for granted. And God says, you know what? Your clothes never ruin. Your feet never swell. I was there with you through all these 40 years in the desert. I was with you. But they were complaining because they took God for granted. You know, you were hungry. I gave you food. God took the time to be with them and to show His power. And they had a cloud during the day so the sun wouldn't bother them. And then they had, you know, they had fire during the night so they can see the way. And you might be like, well, I never seen that. Well, God has given you light bulbs, right? God has given you a roof. God has given you so many blessings that if you start counting the blessings, you will start complaining about the other things. And that's the problem. A lot of times, we're not counting our blessings enough. And our blessings are because of God's favor in our lives. Now, do you experience God's favor in your life every day? Yes, you do. When you wake up again, I'm just going to repeat that again. When you wake up, you don't wake up because we deserve it or we're better than other people. We wake up because God's blessing, God's favor. When you breathe, I don't know if anybody here ever experienced being hooked on a machine to be able to breathe. I have an aunt. My aunt and her daughter, my cousin, they were during COVID, my aunt was hooked to a machine for 29 days. My cousin was hooked to a machine, to a respirator, for 20 days. We thought they were not going to survive. And my uncle, every time I talk to my uncle is the closest thing I have to a father. When I talk to my uncle, he said, son, I can't talk. I can't breathe and talk. I take 2-3 steps and I go down. It was horrible what they went through. But after they went over all that stuff and my aunt was getting better, she finally got better, they all got better, and I went over there and I spent my birthday, my uncle's birthday, my 50th birthday, I spent it with him, and the same day, his birthday is, it's the next day after me. And so we celebrated our birthdays together, and he said, I will never take it for granted the air that I breathe. What God allows me to breathe and talk to other people, I will never take it for granted again. Because until we don't have something, then we realize what we had and how good God is to us. You know, the car that you drive, it might be a little piece of junk, but who cares? If it's a piece of junk, but it takes you from one place to another place, you have a car. You know how many people have a car in the world outside of the United States? You know what it means to have a car? You're at a different social level now. And if you have two cars, you are way better in social level. You know, I remember when I went to one of my mission trips, and this was a mission trip back in Honduras. And the Garifuna tribe, we were going to get into the Garifuna tribe area. And as we were going to get into that area, it was interesting because we had to fly. We flew a portion of the trip. Then we took a car. Then we went into a river. The car got stuck in the river. We had to push the car out of the river. But we finally got to the place where the church was. And the church was, it was back in the jungle. And it was just a church like this. I bet you don't believe that, right? Well, it's not true. The church was a tree and another tree and another tree and another tree. The air condition was nature, no walls, right? And a palm tree was the shade. But that's not what impressed me even the most. Oh, by the way, the seats were soft like your seats. There were rocks, different shapes. So you had to kind of like move a little bit to see if you were going to be able to sit okay on that rock. What do we complain about when God's favor, and they saw that as God's favor. They saw that as we are blessed. But what the one thing that impacted me the most is that I look back because I heard noise. There was a father and a mother walking with their 7 kids. Line up, right? And the kids were all lined up and they all brought a Bible. And all their missionaries had given them Bibles. And as they're walking through, you know, and they come and they sit and the kids sit over there. They get a little bit of, something to eat. And I remember I asked the guy, I said, oh, okay, so you guys live in another village over there? He said, yeah, just around the corner right there. I said, how long did it take you to get here? He said, it took us 2 hours. It takes us every Sunday 2 hours to walk through the hills to get here, and it takes us 2 hours to go back. And then I said, what do we complain about? And they said, we do this every Sunday because we love the Lord. Because we are thankful for what God has done for us. We take God for granted. And what you experience and what you enjoy, it's not because we deserve it. I'm sorry to give you those news. It's because God's grace. It's because God wants to show you His love. So when you eat and you throw away food, think about there are other people in other countries that don't have what you have. That's why in my house, when I eat, if you invite me to eat, be ready because I'm going to clean that plate. I learned since I was a little kid. I said, right? Did I clean the plate last week? No. Don't be ready when you take me out to eat. I learned that you eat everything in your plate because you didn't know if you're going to have food next day. That might be the only meal for a couple of days. But when God gives you a meal, enjoy that meal and don't take it for granted. Your kids, don't complain about your kids. I remember when I used to nag about my kid. Always leaving a mess in the living room. Please, I want him to make a mess in the living room now. Now he's older, he doesn't make a mess. But I want him to make a mess now. Because I want to enjoy him more. I wish I can go back when he was a little kid and not be so hard on him and so disciplined. Because I still had my military discipline and I was proud of it, right? But I missed on enjoying my son making a mess. Don't complain about your spouses. Try to get to know them better. Don't take it for granted. And a lot of times people think, well, you know what? If I leave this person, then I maybe the next person will be better. Well, the next person will be as broken as the first person. We're all broken people. So the one has some defects. The other one probably has it worse. The grass is not greener on the other side. It's not. It looks like if it was, but it's not. Don't take people for granted. Don't take God for granted. You come to church. Be blessed that we have a church. Be blessed that we have these buildings. We have light. We have air conditioning. We have everything. If you complain about your pastor, just don't worry about him. No big deal. But you have a pastor. You have a worship team. We have so many blessings, so many things to be thankful for. Because of His divine kindness, His true compassion, God is amazing. That is the favor of God. All the blessings that we have, all the blessings that we experience, all the things that He has done for us. How do we take God for granted? How do we take God for granted? Let me finish with this. With the second question. When after all He has done, we ignore Him. Yes, we ignore God. You know how we ignore God? We ignore God by not paying attention to His Word. We ignore God. Verse 11 says, be careful that you don't forget the Lord your God. Don't ignore God. He has done all these things for you. He has blessed you so much. Don't ignore the Lord your God. Don't fail to observe His commands, His laws, His decrees. Listen to God because He's done so good for you. A lot of times we ignore and we forget God and we fail to listen to His words, to His commands. It's just, a lot of times we want the blessings but not the responsibilities, right? It's so good to have the blessings. God, I want the blessings. But then when I get the blessings, I don't want the responsibilities that come with the blessings. Now, let me ask you a question before I finish. Has God been good to you? Has God been good to you? Amen or not amen? Amen. Have you been good to God? Have you been good to God? Are you following His commands? Have you given your life to Him? Because He's given His life for you. He already gave His life in the cross for you. We take that for granted when we count more our complaints than our blessings. You know, we count our problems more we talk about our problems more instead of talking about our blessings more. I read about a study that came out not too long ago. The study was about the importance of being thankful versus complaining. The study said that if you take three things every day, do this, go do your homework when we leave this place. If you take three things every day that you are thankful for and share those three things every day, pick three things and share with another person, those three things in your life will drastically make your life change. Your way of thinking is going to change, and you're going to start praising God and thanking God for what you have and not for what you don't have. And you're going to realize, I am blessed. I have so much that I can complain. Maybe I don't have what I want, but I have what God wants. It's easy to forget. It's easy to forget. That's, and there's one last thing. In verses 12 through 14, when God gives you a blessing and you are satisfied, when God gives you a place where to live and He gives you this fine house that you have, and you settle down, and when you're becoming prosperous. Now, even if you work in McDonald's, they're going to pay you $20 an hour. Man, we're so prosperous. Yeah, well, I don't know about that. Be careful not to get prideful and forget God. You don't have what you have because you deserve it. God said, I'm going to have compassion. I'm going to let you experience my grace. When you come to church, you have a place where you can sit comfortable. Think about those kids that after walking 2 hours, they went and sit on a rock so they can listen to God's word. And start counting your blessings. Stop sharing your complaints. Be thankful. Because God, the favor of God is upon you. It's upon all of us. And if you have never given your life to Christ, you are taking God for granted. I just want to share that with you. So if you have never given your life to Christ, you will have an opportunity to do that. But it's between you and God. Father, I thank You so much, Lord, for this day. Thank You so much, Jesus, for what You have done for us. Your love, Your mercy,
Your grace upon us, Lord, it's amazing. Lord, forgive us because so many times we take you for granted. Forgive me for those moments when I get mad and sometimes I just take for granted people, family. I take you for granted sometimes, Lord. And you want us to be different than that. Lord, and if there is anybody here in this place who have never given their lives to you, I pray, Father, that they will stop taking you for granted too, and that they will realize that you have let them experience blessings because of your grace and your mercy and your kindness, because of your favor on each one of us. So with your eyes closed and your heads down, I just want to say, if you have never given your life to Jesus, this is the moment where you can stop taking Him for granted and tell Him, Lord, forgive me for my sins. Lord, forgive me for I have not been thankful, or I have not shared that with you enough. Forgive me. Make me your child. And help me to grow in your favor and in your grace, so I can start counting my blessings and not my complaints. So I can bring you praise. Make me a new creation. Give me a purpose. I want to be with you forever, because you are a good God and you do what is good. Thank you, Jesus. If anybody has prayed that prayer, Lord, help us to help those who have given their lives to you. We pray and we are so thankful. And thank you, Lord. Our hearts cannot express enough what you have done for us. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people say, amen. Amen.